Hey, this is Jim Cockrum, and I've got a great guest with me on the phone today. Pat Howell has agreed to join us. She's one of our liquidation investment training students, and she's been having some good success with the program, and I just thought I'd reach out to her and hear her story. I've talked with her for a couple minutes, but I really don't know what she has to say at this point because we haven't talked a whole lot in the past about it. I just know that she's been doing some good stuff, and I wanted to reach out and hear her perspective on it to share with the rest of you guys who are listening in today. Thank you for your time. But Pat, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you being here. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great. Great. It's good to have you. And I'm not sure I even remember where you're from. What part of the country do you live
in? I'm from Northern Illinois, about 70 miles west of Chicago.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I'm not that far from where you are either. I'm just, south of Chicago, about 3.5-4 hours in Indianapolis. So didn't realize it. We're kind of neighbors compared to some of the people I get on the phone with. But hey, I just wanted to hear a little bit about your experience with the whole liquidation investment training process. What has it felt like? How nervous were you coming in? What did the initial stages feel like? What are you up to now? Just tell us a little bit about your story and kind of how it fit into your life.
Okay. I started selling on eBay in July of 2008, and I was like everybody else. I just sold a few things from around the house, and at that time I was fully employed, so I didn't have that much time to put in on it. And then in December of 2008, I was laid off from my job, and I thought, wow, I got to get something going here. And my job was I was a marketing development representative for a large Fortune 500 company. And so I knew a lot about marketing, but I was really a newbie to eBay and Amazon. So in 2009, I joined Amazon because that seemed to be where everything was moving. And right from the start, I went in with the FBA program because I really liked the structure and how they had that all set up. And, of course, I was like everybody else. I started out with books. And eventually I went to completely Amazon. I went off of eBay because I wasn't happy with the sales there, and things just seemed to be kind of going downhill. And I was just kind of floundering, really. I mean, I was making sales, but certainly not anything that could be considered a full-time income. And I was a member of My Silent Team, and I bought several books from people that were on there that were, that were offering them at the lower prices for the members. And then I got that email about NLN, and I wanted to do it so bad, but it's not cheap. And I just knew that if I didn't get in there right away, that the opportunity was going to be gone, and it was daunting to me because of the price, because I had tried so many things online and that hadn't worked out, and I didn't want to throw, more money away, and I went for it because, frankly, I went for it because it was backed by you, and I trusted you. I'd done enough business with you on the internet prior to that. I had done a couple of projects for you where I had done some reviews on other websites, and so I had to put my money where my mouth was, and I joined. And there's definitely a learning curve to do NLN, but I wouldn't really recommend it for somebody that was a newbie on the internet. I think you should know about eBay and Amazon and how they work and how to do your entries and how all the fee structure and everything works before you do something like this, because you're going to be investing money in product that you want to get on there as soon as you can, so you don't want it sitting in your house while you're trying to learn how the whole system works.
That's some good advice. And we actually do screen. We won't let anyone in unless they have some selling experience. And and that's not just for the student's benefit, but it's for the benefit of the group that we're growing, because we're forming a big buying group where we kind of share inventory. If you get in over your head on a big buy, you've got some people that know what they're doing that can come in with you and help make it happen and move that inventory quickly. We have other things for people if they're brand new to all of this and they want to do this 6 months down the road, or even 3 or 4 months is reasonable if you pick up and learn quick. The liquidation investment training is mainly targeted at people who have some experience. They've been doing it a little while, selling on eBay, kind of like exactly where you were. So, well, I'll let you, pick up the rest of the story. What happened next?
Well, I I learned the program. I read the book. I did a little bit of networking with some people on the website there, and it seemed like it. Everybody was extremely helpful. Everybody really wanted to learn. The whole feeling was very positive, and I had the feeling that most of these people knew what they were doing as far as how Amazon and eBay worked. And at this point, I had started going back to eBay because I felt that they were turning their site around a little bit and it was doing better. So now at this point, I'm selling on eBay and Amazon. And the great thing about Amazon with the FDA is that, you know, you can send everything in and then you don't even have to think about it anymore. They just take care of it for you. And then on the eBay, of course, you're handling it and mailing it out. But a lot of the things that you purchase to sell on eBay through this program are one of a kind, so you don't have the big listings with like 100 products or something, and so it lends itself well to the eBay structure.
And that's part. I think part of what you learn through this is Amazon has its place, and eBay has its place.
That's right.
I'm an equal fan of both. If there's opportunity and profit to be made, and you can move inventory, where can I move it the quickest and the most profitably, that's where I'll go. And rather than, oh, I don't like eBay anymore, or, oh, I don't want to learn Amazon, you know, they're both very legitimate opportunities. And I think that's kind of a theme that everyone in the group's kind of embracing right now. And the group has grown. We're coming up if we haven't passed 100 members. And so what we've got now, and it's just the United States so far, we're hoping to go global eventually, but what we've got now is a great buying group, and people are finding big lots of inventory and sharing them, and we've even got people now that are organizing services where you can have your inventory sent to them. You never even touch it yourself. They'll label it all up for you and send it into FBA. That's Amazon. Basically, they'll put it on a shelf. For those who don't know what FBA is, most people probably do at this point, but that's fulfillment by Amazon. That means your inventory goes to an Amazon warehouse, and they sell it and ship it and handle the customer issue, and just basically send you a check. So you can make this business so simple that you're basically just an investor. You're sending money to someone else, and the product all goes to a warehouse that you've never seen, and it all goes off to Amazon, and it all gets sold, and you never see it or touch it, and you start getting checks. So we've broken the business down that simple. But there's a little road we've got to take you down first before you're qualified to be able to do these things. And that's what the Liquidation Investment Training course is. It gets you in a position where you can do those sorts of things. So, but go ahead. I'm kind of educating and hearing your story at the same time here, Pat. So I appreciate your time to let me get a little word out there to maybe the newbies who are listening in to this call.
You have to have a mindset when you do this that you are a business. And you have to provide great service to your customers. You have to answer their questions right away. And you can't just treat it like a part-time eBay, I don't think. I think you should be very professional about it and make all your customers feel happy and want to do business with you again. What's nice is that you can do it from any place. I mean, I do it from my house.
Oh, yeah, we've got people traveling doing this business, full-time doing this. No reason you can't. You mentioned being a professional in a business. And I want to hear the rest of when I said traveling, I know that sparked this thought too. But when I say setting up a professional real business, and then I bring up the name Linda Tyler, who is our head coach for this program. She's the one that actually brought it to me and made the proposal to me. She said, Jim, I've got something perfect for your audience. Let's set this up. I've been doing it a long time successfully myself. I want to roll it out to other high quality, good people that I know are in your audience. And that's how it was all born. But when I say professional real business in the name Linda Tyler, what comes to mind for you? I mean, how does she handle that?
Well, I mean, she was professional right from the start. I mean, it was never any question that it was going to be done on a real professional business. She helped us set up LLCs if that was the route that we wanted to go, and told us how we could do it and still remain anonymous if we wanted to, everything was handled in it. And she has a book that you get when you join the course, and it's all explained in there too, but she backs it up with personal, you know, recommendations and so forth if you need more help than that. But when you were saying about that you could do this even if you were traveling, my main objective when I went into this, because of the age that I am, is that I want to have some additional income when I retire. And so if I can get this set up, you know, and going before I reach that point, then I can have a, you know, almost a business that runs itself when I retire, and my parents are getting in that age where they need more help from me, and so I can take time and be with them and still have my business going. It's just, you can do it in the middle of the night if you want to. I mean, because you're doing things online, it's just that you couldn't ask for anything better as far as structuring your time.
Yeah, the flexibility of it. And also, too, I'm sure you can kind of see this vision in your mind, you know, 6 months, a year down the road, as this thing grows for a year or so for you. You can outsource pretty much every piece of it. When I say outsource, I simply mean hiring in a good, qualified, inexpensive person to do the day-to-day. No mm-hmm. part of this business model is so complex that you have to sit there and wring your hands and concentrate and sweat and, you know, what am I going to do about this situation? None of it is difficult. Every little piece of it, you can bring someone in for $15 an hour, let's say, if it's someone local, and just say, hey, here's how it works. I've just brought my mom on board, and she has very little experience selling online. She's sold a few things, but she's more than qualified to come in and basically run this entire business for me and help find inventory and track it down, and run. She's part of the liquidation investment training now. I'm bringing her in and getting her up to speed. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist or have some, you know, MBA level business background to do this. It's pretty straightforward stuff, isn't it? So you can see yourself maybe turning it over to someone else and just kind of managing it, which is what Linda's done with her operation a long time ago now.
Yeah, I have my son is in his 20s, and he helps me, and he's, like you said, he's very internet savvy, but he it was not, as long as I was there to help him, you know, understand some of the things, he picked it up really fast, and I'm sure that your mother will too, because she's got you there. You already have, you know, answered most of the questions that she probably had, and it's just one of the things that my mother said to me a long time ago, and I thought this, I've just carried this with me through my life. She told me, she said, if your dreams don't scare you, you're not dreaming big enough.
I love it. You've got an entrepreneurial mom. I love it. That's great.
And so I think about that all the time, you know, and so when you talked about, you know, well, even I said it's a little scary joining your group because it is expensive, but, you know, if you're not going to take that big step, you're not going to make any success from it either.
Yeah, and we will work, you know, one of the things we commit to anyone we work with, any even if it's a $5 book, everything on up to our highest level coaching program, which this is. We don't have anything else we offer right now that's more expensive than the liquidation investment training course in coaching. But we commit, we will work with you until you are successful. No matter what your buy-in is, we've got the resources behind it. We're going to work with you until you are successful. So we're working with people that we coached 5, 6, 8 years ago. I've been doing this 10 years on the internet. That's like 50 years in real world. You know, I mean, that's a long mm-hmm. time. A lot of things have changed, but yeah, I love this program. I love your success story. If there's any specifics about how it's changed, you mentioned you had a job before. Have you replaced your income? I mean, this, you know, just be realistic with this here. What can people expect? Is it still ramping up, or are you comfortable? I have no idea what your answer is to this question, by the way. the numbers behind your business, and you can be as vague as you'd like or as specific as you'd like, but what's it look like right now? I mean, how's it feel?
Well, I joined NLN in April of last year, and it probably took me a couple months to get everything all set up as far as the business and all the filings that I had to do with the state and everything. But
right, Linda makes you walk down this to-do list. You've got to get it set up right. I mean, she's very meticulous about that. But then once that step is complete, yeah, that's when you start rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So you started rolling a couple months later.
Yeah, so I've been doing it just a little, really in the selling end of it, I've been doing it a little over 6 months, about 7 months. And some of us found that we were trying to work with the same people. So you kind of get so that you form an alliance with some of the other people and you can sell back and forth between yourselves. But I'd say at this point right now, I am very close to replacing my full-time income.
That's great. After a few months, I mean, there's so few businesses out there, Pat, and you can probably appreciate that, especially if you've looked into things like franchising and other, you know, you look at these entrepreneur magazines and the kind of stuff they're trying to convince you, like, this is what you should do with the next stage of life. Want your own business here? You look at all those opportunities and you put them all in a line and you just examine all of them. None of them are going to say, you know what, 6 months from now, you can replace your full-time income. And you don't have to make any big investment. If you look at the dollar figure, it's still a small investment. I mean, if you were to buy a franchise, we're talking about $30,000, $50,000, $150,000. And then hopefully 5-6 years from now, you've replaced a good steady income if it takes off.
Yeah.
This is a very reasonable investment. And we're just talking a couple months, and you're going to start seeing the money coming back. If you do what we tell you, it will happen.
Mm-hmm. You have to discipline yourself. I mean, you can't. You have to treat it like a business. As far as when you're at home, I'm not saying that it's not work. You do have to do, you know, you have to concentrate and do work. And another thing that I think that some of the people have expressed is, you need to focus on this. Don't look at all those other opportunities that are coming into your email box. If you're going to just put a little time on each one of them, none of them are going to work. You got to put all your time on one and make it a success.
That's exactly right. I just wrote my newsletter yesterday. We're getting some attention. I'm getting contacted from other people who are in the industry of teaching people business opportunities. Now, when I say that, most people, and even I, get a little shiver, because 95% of the people out there trying to teach you how to make money are shady characters. They really are. But when it comes from a very natural place, such as it did for me, whereas I started making some money on the internet, and my friends started saying, hey, how are you doing that? So I started telling them how I was doing it, and I got sick of telling the same story over and over, so I wrote it down. That turned into a book that I gave away, and then I started selling it because so many people wanted it. It was a very organic thing. It just kind of happened. I was making money on the internet to begin with, is my point. That's a cool way to get into that business versus the selling a bunch of garbage. But one of the things I focused on when I first encounter people who want to make money on the internet is I give them a long list. I'm talking about the Silent Sales Machine book now, the latest version, Pat. It has a long list of all the stuff that just doesn't work. The stuff, the shiny objects is what I call them. And you just told people not to get distracted by those. I couldn't agree more, because I think that's probably, if not the most dangerous, one of the most dangerous things to your success on the internet is getting distracted and going, oh, wow, that $7 course there. Oh, that $1,995 idea there. Oh, that book has a really pretty sales page, and look at all that stuff that I get. I think I'll try that for a couple weeks. And what you do is you abandon the stuff that really works. And there's only three things that really work. My Silent Sales Machine book goes into each of them in depth. And everything else I say, it's at best the crapshoot. It's like, you know, barely better than playing the lottery on a lot of that stuff. But the three stuff that I know works, this is stuff that I'm doing in my own business. I'm doing this liquidation investment training business with you, Pat. We're partners. We're in there. At some point, we'll probably go in and split up a lot together. Our part of the beauty of this is, if, you know, if I get into a lot of big products up near Chicago and I don't want to ship it to me, I'll just sell it to you, mark it up 5%, let you have it, and you can double your money with it. You know, that's the buying group that we're forming with really good people that get it. So if this kind of thing sounds appealing, I encourage whoever's listening, call us, fill out the application for the liquidation investment training. It actually is an application. You have to be qualified. If you're not qualified, we've got other stuff for you and kind of baby step you up to this point. So bottom line, Pat, let me ask you this. If someone's in a position where they have some selling experience on eBay, a little bit on Amazon, they're kind of playing around with it like you are, they've seen some, made a little money maybe, and they want to take the next step, would you recommend the liquidation investment training course product to them?
Yes, I would, but I think they need to take a look at themselves first and make sure that they are going to dedicate themselves to it and treat it like a business. If they still want to do a hobby, I'm not sure if it's for them.
It's not a hobby. And you know what? We've turned down far more people than we've let in. We had waiting lists when we first rolled this out that took months for us to get through. And we've turned many, many people down who just weren't ready for it yet. And we're, you know, baby stepping them up to the point where they are ready. And we've got a lot of people anxious to get in. But once you're in,
we
talk
about how much work it is, and I don't want people to think that it's all work, because it really is a lot of fun too, and it's really nice to network with all these great people, and you learn so much from them, they learn from you. It's just a great experience.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't talked a whole lot about that, but we've got a separate membership area website set up just for people in liquidation investment training. And we hang out, there's a discussion forum, we swap ideas, we ask questions. All of my resources, the people that work for me are there. Coaching team is represented there. Linda and her staff and the people running her business are all represented there. And it's just a really neat little community. And I say little, I mean it's only around 100 people right now that we've let in so far. So, and honored to have you as part of it, Pat. And this has been a great, fun interview. I love getting on the phone, and it's even cool that we can record it and share it with other people. But even if, you know, just the two of us, just getting caught up on what you're doing and how the business is going for you, it's a really fun time for me to get to be a part of stuff like this. So I appreciate your time this afternoon. Any closing thoughts? Anything you want to throw out there? You've made some really good points. I think you've really challenged and encouraged people. And at the same time, you've told them to, you know, approach with caution. Make sure you're ready to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a real business. And that's some great advice.
It's kind of like a big snowball running down the hill, because once you get a hold of somebody that you feel comfortable with buying inventory from, they will, and they get to trust you, then they start telling their friends tell their friends, they have maybe more than one account that they represent, and it just blossoms, and it's amazing. You can't believe how fast it grows and how trusting, I mean, they have to build a trust in you too. They don't know who you are. You just came to them out of the blue, and so you're building another family there too on the other side, people that aren't even in LN, but you, you know, you're getting into that a community that you never were in before, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, you know, you just brought up a great point, and I don't know that anywhere, if someone really studies the liquidation investment training opportunity and they look at everything we have to offer and they start thinking, what is it they're doing exactly? Well, we kind of keep that hidden a little bit. We're not looking to create competitors for ourselves with this opportunity, but you just laid something out there I want to expand on just a little bit. We are contacting. We teach you how to contact people, and there are literally thousands of these people around the United States and the world who have this stuff just sitting there. When I say stuff, it could be any of thousands of different types of items that they don't know what to do with, really. I mean, like, how am I going to get rid of this? I'd like to just, you know, I can't burn it because it has some value. It has a lot of value, actually, but I'm not allowed to do some certain things with it. So we contact them and show them a way out of their situation, where it doesn't violate any ethical or legal or moral laws. It's like, hey, here's it. Oh, wow, okay, I can turn this stuff into cash. Awesome, here you go. And you become their best friend. It's not like we're trying to sell them something. We're trying to buy stuff from them, and they love getting money and clearing out space. And then they tell their friends who are also in similar situations in the same business they're in. And I'm not giving away too much by saying, you know, you kind of, that's their favorite phone call to get once they understand what it is you're talking about doing, and it just becomes such an easy business, and it does snowball. I love that word. You'll get into your own network of connections that just think you are the, you know, we've got people in the liquidation investment training, they get Christmas presents from the people who are making them money because they're providing such a great service and buying out their inventory for them. And then we, of course, mark it up significantly and flip it out on Amazon and eBay and make a ton of money doing it. So it's just a beautiful business model. But yeah, thanks for sharing that as well. You really go out and you build your own business, and you don't need us after a while. You know, that's kind of the goal. You won't need us at all. You'll be out doing your own thing, and it's a business you can sell or pass on to your 20-year-old son someday. It's a legitimate business asset that you've built that has a lot of value. So. Well, hey, thanks, Pat, for your time today. I really appreciate it. And everyone who listened in, I encourage you to give us a call or fill out the application for liquidation investment training. Someone will contact you. We'll talk through, see if this is a good fit for where you're at. But I'm going to sign off now and hope to talk to you again real soon, Pat. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye then.